This is JIS News. Coming up, teachers' colleges sign agreement with UWI for award of Bachelor of Education degrees, government to reintroduce revamped Operation Pride, and Jamaica Customer Service Association hosting Service of Excellence Conference. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Protect yourself from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net, close windows before dark, open windows and doors during fogging, cover your body as much as possible, and wear light-colored clothing. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Now the news. 8 government-funded teachers' colleges on Tuesday signed a heads of agreement with the University of the West Indies, UWI, authorizing that institution to award Bachelor of Education degrees on their behalf. The colleges have already started delivering the programs under the new regime, with the first graduating cohort already submitted to the UWI. The participating institutions are Shortwood, St. Joseph's, and Church's Teachers Colleges, Monique College, Bethlehem Moravian College, Sam Sharp Teachers College, G.C. Foster College of Sports and Physical Education, and the College of Agriculture, Science and Education, CASE. Addressing the signing ceremony at the UWI Mona campus, Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites welcomed the initiative, pointing out that some 11,000 teachers need to upgrade to the bachelor's level.
We have cohorts of aspiring teachers who must satisfy those standards. No longer is the broad general teacher's diploma adequate for our educational advancement. Specializations are needed, not only in subject areas, but specializations in teaching methodologies and also in character formation.
The partnership stems from a policy decision by government that teachers will now need a first degree to gain normal employment in the secondary school system. It also reflects the ministry's thirst to restructure the tertiary education sector. The government intends to reintroduce a revamped program for resettlement and integrated development enterprise, Operation Pride. This as it seeks to address the growing challenge of increased informal settlements across Jamaica. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the revamped Operation Pride represents a realistic option for tackling the issue.
We argue that the best option which the country has is to return to a revamped version of the Pride initiative, whereby the state utilizes the assets of land to facilitate the redevelopment and formalization of what are now informal settlements into structured, regulated communities.
Dr. Davies was addressing the opening of the Caribbean Association of Housing Finance Institutions CASHFI Regional Housing Conference Monday. The Operation Pride initiative was launched in 1994 by then Prime Minister P.J. Patterson to address several issues, including informal settlements. Representatives of public and private organizations are gearing up for a two-day conference on service excellence from October 8 to 9 as part of activities to mark National Customer Service Week, October 5 to 11. The conference is scheduled for the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston, starting at 8 a.m. The event is one of several activities organized by the Jamaica Customer Service Association, JACSA, to mark the week with the theme Exceptional Customer Experience, Gateway to National Transformation. Chairman of the JACSA, Dr. Laney Oakley-Williams, says the association's main focus is to improve customer service in all sectors. Dr. Williams is expressing confidence that this will translate into sustained economic development for Jamaica. She says over the years, the organization has been a leading provider of internationally accredited customer service programs and has awarded several individuals and organizations for service excellence in partnership with the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSOJ. JCSA has partnered with the Office of the Cabinet and other institutions to organize Customer Service Week 2014. And the Williams Field Health Center in Westmoreland has been reopened following extensive refurbishing work valued at $8 million. The work was financed by the National Health Fund. Speaking at a ceremony to mark the reopening of the health center, Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson emphasized that primary health care remains a priority of the government.
It is cheaper to treat patients in health center versus treating them in hospitals. It is cheaper to develop that community spirit around your health centers than you would in a normal way the hospital.
Dr. Ferguson says despite the challenges, Jamaica has been able to successfully manage communicable and non-communicable diseases, largely due to its network of health centers. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.